Pod Culture, episode 369. What? Ow! Part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. We are back, the one, the only, the Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Crystal.
Yo, we got studio guests.
Welcome.
We got a new person
Welcome. With us.
Hello. I decided to bring my date with me and have a...
And torture her a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to scare her off with the podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you know, if she sticks with me through this, then, you know...
It's
all uphill from, yeah.
So this is the trial by fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yep. All right. Yep.
I'm testing you, sweetie.
I know.
No pressure.
Yeah,
no pressure. I test Christina all the time.
Yeah. Every day.
So, what has everyone been up to, Mr. Glenn?
You know, it's been a while since we've recorded.
It has been a while.
For you two.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
It's always been something going on.
We had Professor Nick and Professor Richard in for a third Doctor episode.
That's right.
So. Cool. I have gone back and rewatched Firefly.
Oh, yeah?
Very excellent. Good.
Yeah, very cool. And
you showed your pilot.
Yeah, I showed my pilot, Firefly. Yeah. We finished that. Yep. And of course,
she
followed it up with Serenity. Yeah, she liked it
good.
A lot.
Awesome.
She had seen Serenity, but didn't remember it too well.
Yeah.
So now it made
she had the background
sense.
Of Firefly to
is
see
she
Serenity.
Is she heartbroken now that, you know,
oh, yeah.
Died? Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate
yeah, the whole, everything got her.
Spoiler!
You know?
I haven't seen either.
Uh-oh. What?
I'm getting her there.
Don't be afraid to lean in and talk into the mic there.
Yeah.
It's just scary that it was so long ago. I mean, it was 10 years ago.
Was it
not
really?
The movie.
No, the series.
Okay.
But
I was
still,
like, don't do that.
God.
Still, it's scary.
You and I went
that
before we started doing the show.
Yeah.
And that's how we met, through watching the movie.
All of us. Yeah. Because I met him through the show, and yeah.
Yep.
You know, we met him through the show. You met me through the SOBs.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have met the Southern Ohio Browncoats.
Thank you for the translation.
Wasn't for the show.
Yeah, the SOBs.
Chris was going, sons of bitches. What?
I was like, that must be nice people.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Some of them are.
Some of them are not.
Some of them not so much.
Yeah.
Some of them are SOBs.
No. Anything else?
So, now that I'm done with Firefly, I have started rewatching The Walking Dead.
Excellent.
Oh. Yeah. Now, are you watching it in black and white?
No, I'm watching
it. Apparently, they offer that DVDs. Now. Mm-hmm. They rerun it later.
That's
and it's in black
cool.
and white.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
What was it like? Is it during the day or something?
It's the following Thursday, I believe. The following Thursday?
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. I never see a torrents for the black and white one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get a VLC, you can set it to black and white.
Maybe it'd be less gross in black and white.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just.
Is it less gross in black and white? Because it's pretty gross.
No, I mean, it's like the comic.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, because the comic's in black and white. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times each episode I'm going, ew.
Real creative ways of putting object through zombie's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, let's see. I just. Today, watch the first episode of the second season.
Okay.
So, of course, first season went by in a snap.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Only
six episodes.
Right.
Lame. But yeah. But I'm all caught up, of course, but I'm just going back and rewatching them. So it's been nice.
Awesome.
All good stuff. Yeah.
Adam, what have you been up to, dude?
Oh, lots of work. Been doing some photography work here as of recently as well. One of the reasons I couldn't record last week was because... I was doing production photos for a local performance here in Louisville through the Alley Theater, who I've worked with before with the Inhuman Festival.
Oh, with the zombies?
Yeah. Zombie plays and things like that, and the zombie run they put on. Well, they're doing a play by Clive Barker called History of the Devil. And Clive Barker has apparently taken an interest in this particular performance, in this particular cast, and has been conversing with them and has requested pictures of the show. And so they set up a special night, like kind of to run through and rehearse some scenes and stuff like that, and requested me to come. Well, not Clive Barker requested me, but they, the company requested me to come and take pictures for the show and to send to Clive Barker.
That's awesome.
And so I went, I did that. And that was awesome. I was really geeking out over that.
And Glenn's favorite Clive Barker film is probably the worst one.
The worst? What? Lord of Illusions.
Okay.
You know that one?
I've not seen that one.
Scott Bakula.
No.
Yeah, Scott Bakula.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Run, run, just run.
It's bad. Run.
Oh, come on. It's awesome. It's awesome.
I would rather watch Robo Vampire.
Oh, wow. Is awesome. It that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Wow. Wow. Okay. But I did two nights of, or two photo sessions of that. And then that the next day, the Friday, I did a friend's wedding photography. So been busy doing that and processing photos. And between all of that stuff, I took over 2,000 pictures.
That's a lot of pictures.
So, yeah. Wow. That was pretty cool. And, keeping busy with work. And ran a 5K last week.
And he did awesome.
Thank you. That was actually my best 5K time, I think. I've done. Yeah.
It was the cowbell.
So, yeah, it was the cowbell. Yeah. Krista was on the sideline.
Hey,
Krista, ringing the cowbell.
See if your mic says it's on or not.
Yep.
No. Nope. Okay.
It's on no.
It's on no.
It's on no.
Microphones, yo.
Yeah. Bitches.
I want that show to come back now.
I know, me too.
What else you been up to, Adam?
That's really about it.
Crystal?
Well,
since last time you were on.
Yeah, what you been doing last time you were on?
I saw you guys, I was born. I went through high school, graduated. Here lately, unfortunately, just this week, I've been kind of doing a job search.
Yeah. Join the club, sister.
Yeah. Good times. Still have a job, just lost the position I was in. So now I'm looking at some local companies here and some legal positions there. Yep. I'm an attorney. Please don't hold that against me, anyone. I'm a good attorney, I guess.
She is.
I'd fight the good fight and all that jazz, all that fun stuff. I'm just trying to find my place in this world. And, I've been hiking.
Yes. Well, lately. we've done Red River Gorge and, we're going Natural Bridge.
That was awesome.
That was amazing.
The weather's been beautiful for that. Cause it's not been too hot.
A few weeks ago. Yeah. It was, wow. It was so cool.
Now it's freaking freezing out here. We might get some snow on Sunday.
Global weather. One day it's 70 and sunny. The next day it
rains.
Yeah.
Snowing or sleeting.
Literally.
That's what it was. It was literally the next day it started sleeting and snowing.
Yep.
Because we had our car, we had the top down.
Yeah, I have a convertible. Had the top down on the convertible.
And then
the next day it started snowing and sleeting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that big of a temperature change.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Crazy.
Wow.
Oh, Christina, what have you been up to?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Working, watching television, watching some stuff I needed to catch up on, listening to a new audiobook while I'm working.
What book?
It is called The Passage by Justin Cronin. It's about vampires.
Oh.
It's very cool. Very like post-apocalyptic with vampires. It's pretty good.
Awesome.
So far, I'm only like a third of the way into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Not a whole lot lately. It's been quiet.
Oh, also, I've been reading World War Z.
Ooh, nice.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
Nice.
And finally. I can't wait to borrow it and read it myself.
Now, what do you think of the movie?
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Right.
I am not sure either.
Like, how? I mean, I guess they can take, you know, the events that happen and then just kind of, because it is kind of unique in the ways of it's pretty realistic in the way, you know, they take into account a lot of things that you normally wouldn't have imagined in how an actual zombie uprising or zombie virus would spread.
Wow.
It's really, really pretty interesting. Cool. And it's, you know, it's a very, it's not just like, oh, one day a whole bunch of zombies come, you know, and it's not like a flood of zombies.
Out of nowhere.
It's like, it's a very slow and gradual build.
That's almost scarier.
Yeah, it is. It's
more realistic.
Yeah, you know? It's crazy because this stuff, it takes time to spread. It takes time to manifest itself.
Wow.
Just like a real virus. And, It's pretty cool because people's, you know, it's like government's trying to play it off and cover it up, mm-hmm. and set up camps and try to get rid of it and try to figure out what it is. It's very cool. Yeah. But it's a bunch of individual stories, mm-hmm. and reports. It's not one contiguous, you know, set of characters that's taking you through it.
Cool.
It's a bunch of different characters in different places of the world.
Would work better as like an anthology series, like Twilight Zone or something, where it's okay, there's a series called something, but like each episode's a different story.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's 4400 tried to be.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. We need to watch that.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. Summers comes in at like the last season or something, I think.
Crazy and kills it.
Like normal. That's what summer does.
Speaking of reading, I've been reading, if you remember, I read X Heroes before by Peter Kleins, which was really good. It was about a world of where there's superheroes that a zombie outbreak takes place and the superheroes help the survivors.
Oh, wow.
So I'm reading the sequel, which at first I didn't think. When I first saw it, it was mainly about the military. I thought, well, I don't know, it might be okay. But but now that I've started reading it, it's been really good because it's not just any military. They're like super soldiers.
Oh, wow.
So, and it is a sequel. I kind of thought it was like a
side
just
story.
A side story, you know, just the zombie apocalypse from the point of view of this group of survivors. But no, I get to see the superhero characters again, which I really liked from
that's cool.
The first story.
I never even thought of that combination.
It's great. It's very well done.
Like a separate story, like Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead 2.
Right, yeah. But it's not that. It's a sequel.
If zombies come, I want superheroes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you should have superheroes if zombies come.
I have a Wonder Woman costume.
There you go.
I can try. Yes.
We know a friend of ours has a steampunk Wonder Woman costume.
It is very cool.
Oh, really? Actually, yeah, it is.
Jen?
No.
Abby?
Abby. She was at... She went to the Comic-Con and then came over from that to Fandom Fest.
Oh, cool.
We'll have to take a picture.
Which I'm volunteering for Fandom Fest.
Jewel State's coming.
And Jewel State is coming.
Holy crap.
Yes, I might be part of the media group that does a lot of like the press junkets and like,
which means
celebrities
you may meet some of
the Walking Dead cast.
Jealous.
I'll bring the mixer and the mics and
but you're not going to bring all the crap you bought.
Me
last
Zoom.
Year.
I'll get some bumpers.
You're not going to lug all the crap you brought last year.
Nah,
just bring Zoom.
He brought the whole studio with him last year.
Yeah.
There's a whole second mixer behind Adam's seat.
Oh yeah. Well, you got a good interview with the doctor, so
that made it totally worth it.
Yeah.
That best 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Of my life.
Yeah, that was amazing. You had tea with the doctor too.
I so did.
That was cool.
Yeah. But see, what have I been up to? Looking for a job.
Yeah.
Since we last recorded, I have lost my job. I know where it is, but they really don't want me to go back.
Yeah.
See, I can't even say, I haven't even been able to say you lost your job because you didn't do anything really wrong per se. It was just a difference of opinions that got really out of control. I won't say much because we all work for the same place, and I don't want to get any of us in trouble.
No.
But, I mean, it was just a difference of opinion.
Let's say an appeal has been filed.
Yeah, it just didn't. Good. Yeah, it was differences that didn't get resolved in the way I wish they had.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've been looking and had a phone interview or so. They haven't heard anything back on that.
I think you should call them on Monday and say, look, I'm still interested.
And then, you know, just searching the sites and that kind of thing. And
plugging away.
Me?
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I just wanted to reach out and touch him.
Do you need to, like, move? He had exchange seats with Glenn.
Yeah, we just swap seats.
But
you're funny.
Because I don't need to reach out and touch him.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's
not a need.
But we do have a tradition on the show that since we have a new person in the room.
Recent tradition.
We haven't done this on the show for a while.
Yes, we have. It hasn't been that long
ago. Shots?
Oh. Yeah. Actually, that's true because we had the episode, the Hobbit discussion with Andy where we did a shot.
Oh, yeah.
But we have Fireball. We have a newcomer to the show. why not introduce her to the joy of Fireball? So, Adam, if you can help us out here.
Absolutely.
I know Christina's already said, no, I'm not doing it.
No, thank you. It makes me hot, and I don't like it. I'm all for alcohol. I just can't seem to do Fireball. It makes
me
hot.
I've never had it.
It's very cinnamony.
And you can sip it or shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever.
I can do this.
You can do this?
It's not a sipper. It's a shooter. Right.
Oh, I can
sip
it.
I sip it, but I get
fine.
All right. Here we go.
Do it.
L'chaim.
Damn, that is tasty.
Woo.
Tasty
feel it out
stuff.
My nose.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Feel the fumes.
Yes, it does. If you have a sinus issue,
it's like a
fire-breathing
dragon.
Yeah. And my allergies have been acting up recently, so.
There you go.
Not anymore.
All right.
It steers off
that opened it up.
So, you know.
Okay. All right, now that we're all liquored up, let's get into the show.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just happy to be doing good works.
Equality. Got a distress call coming in, some folks asking for help.
Really?
It's not something we should be striving for.
You really should sit down.
We can just leave the captain in, so get back to shooting. Only way to help them
is like gravity. We need it to stand on this earth as men and women.
I'm right behind you, baby.
Who the hell are you?
We are The Signal.
A podcast all about Firefly and Serenity.
There's the truth of The Signal.
It's Jane being so generous with this cut that confuses and frightens me.
It does kind of freeze the blood.
On our shows, you will find features, news, reviews, interviews, articles, and anything else we can think of relating to the verse of Firefly and Serenity.
It's going to be an all-day event. They've got Brown Coat's Redemption. They've got Dr. Horrible.
We're continuing to explore the verse, and we want you to join us. Just go to www.serenityfirefly.com.
The Signal. We're just happy to be doing good works.
What was that?
Well, if there's one thing about geeks, we do like our television. And we are back with a little TV and DVD talk. And what has everyone been watching? Glenn, you go. Looks like you got your tablet up and at the ready.
Yep, I'm ready this time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he is.
Well, I've not been watching 666 Park Avenue because they, to my knowledge, haven't shown the last few episodes.
And no plans to, from what I understand.
Let them finish it, for goodness sake.
That kind of sucks. Let's see. Watching Being Human.
Very
U.S.
good.
Which one? Oh,
the U.S.
Okay.
I haven't watched the British version yet, even though I know it's the end of the series. I'm kind of eager to see it, but
sadness.
They can set you up.
Yeah, but the American version has been very divergent from the.
Goodness. Yeah,
but very good though. I'm really enjoying the differences.
Yeah.
So it's always a good show. I was watching Continuum. I'm a couple episodes behind, but that's been pretty interesting.
Sorry, we have a game of charades going on.
Yeah,
it's okay. The Cult. Anyone else started watching The Cult?
Yeah. And,
oh, here, that's good.
When we talk about another show where Christine and I have been watching, it's like, what, ow.
It hurts my brain. It's
ow.
It's a show within a show, and it's very... It makes your brain hurt, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Christina, where's the pen?
What?
Let me write that one down.
That's what I think when whenever Stephen Hawking, like, comes, you know. That's not what I meant. I meant, like, anytime.
You're listening to Bad Culture.
Oh, my God.
It's just, like, you know, when you start talking about, we were talking the other night over green beers. About, you know, other dimensions and time.
Oh,
and I was like, no, my head hurts. I can't fathom
that's what she said.
What
now?
What now?
I like that. I think it works. It should work.
I think it works for me. So, and he's even got a koala pen.
It's an adorable pen. I want to hug it.
Yeah.
We're so sad.
I like it.
And this is how we come up with the episode title.
Pretty much.
Yep. Pretty much.
So, Colt. Still been good.
Very good.
They're missing a perfect opportunity to have little crossovers and crap since you see the stuff from the studio lot.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be
like
cool.
CW to walk lot. Past Like have the Impala from Supernatural.
Oh, I was going to say have something from Supernatural in there. Yeah. That'd be great.
Or Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, just something, you know, where they're walking past or whatever.
They also
like the old Dirk Benedict and the Cylons walk.
Oh, yes. God,
yeah.
Best Easter egg
amazing.
Ever.
Yeah. I love that.
Where he goes, what? Where he goes, what? Ow?
Sounds like a new catchphrase. See.
Still loving Face Off. I don't know if anyone else is watching
that.
Not
yet. I need to watch that.
There, as we record, there's only the finale to go.
Ooh.
So, should be interesting.
Cool.
Good show. Let's see what else. Very shortly, Game of Thrones will be back.
Ooh! Yes.
It's going to be
the
so
Tyrion
awesome.
Show.
I love him.
Pretty much.
Can't wait. Grimm.
Very good.
Grimm's back. I'm glad. It is still on. It's back. It came back from hiatus. Mm-hmm. And it was back one episode. Then the next episode was preempted by basketball.
Oh!
Not for us, it wasn't.
Stop
well,
it.
Really?
Just yeah. a people gripe
that,
for a minute.
People that watch things
are
supposed to be on.
So they had scheduled it to be on later because of the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's on, set the DVR and tune in when it's supposed to be on. And the game's over. But they're still sitting there talking about it.
Oh.
It's like, you know, shut up. Nobody wants to hear that. Just shut up and show the game. You've already delayed. I mean, show the show. You've already delayed the show. At least show it. So they sit there and talk another 10 minutes. And then they go. They join the show in progress and show the last 20 minutes of it.
What?
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
And then this was a Friday. It was Friday a week ago. And the cult had just moved to Fridays.
Oh,
it had been on like Tuesdays or something. And they had scheduled it to be on at like 1 a.m.
What?
So all the good cult fans can stay up and watch it at 1 a.m.
Yeah. Wow.
So we set the DVR, but we were wary of what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Because they're idiots and they had rather show basketball than a show with a story.
Glenn hates March.
I can tell.
You realize you are in a college basketball town.
I know.
There is no way
and
getting away
from it. Nothing I can
it.
Do about it.
I didn't hate it until I lived here.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it until I lived here.
I didn't hate
here.
It so much until
They're
our neighbors.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it until UK law.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's just UK.
Oh, no. I wouldn't mind it if our neighbors weren't insane. Oh.
What seed did they get in the tournament again?
Oh. We're the first. Just in the wrong tournament.
Well,
the loser's bracket tournament.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'll give you
my sister Emily's a UK fan, so I can make fun of her.
If she
I'm a graduate.
Any Love one you, of,
I'm
of
sorry.
Your action figures there and launches it at your head, I'm going to laugh.
You know, I've officially...
Maybe the
How about Kilowog?
The actual
Kilowog, yeah, Kilowog.
Because he's big.
Kilowog's the biggest.
Yeah, there's not a Kilowog over there.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
There's no piggy lantern.
Powerpuff.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, Buttercup is right behind her head.
Yeah, it is.
So I've officially hated basketball since they preempted an episode of The Flash.
Since he was, you know, putting
in
the ball
in
the
in like 1990.
Or 1990.
1990. And I had to go to a convention and buy a bootleg VHS of that episode for like $15 because it didn't air anywhere, you know, except some little town somewhere that was lucky, doesn't have basketball.
It was the episode with Mark Hamill, wasn't it?
It may have been.
The prankster or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the trickster.
And then as a repeat of that, there was also the Pilot Playhouse. I think it was NBC. I'm not sure. They were doing The Saint and all these other shows trying to bring them back as television shows. Mm-hmm. And they did one of The Spirit. They did a made-for-TV two-hour pilot movie of The Spirit with Sam Jones, who played Flash Gordon.
Oh, wow.
In the 80s Flash
Gordon. Oh, wow.
As The Spirit. And there was a cool write-up about it in TV Guide, and I was like, I can't wait to watch this. And then we showed a ball game instead.
Oh,
and it has never aired again.
Uh-oh.
It's not available on DVD. It's anywhere. It has just totally disappeared.
Oh.
It aired once, and we didn't show it.
Oh.
Because of basketball.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Me too.
He's a little bitter.
He's a little bitter.
He's bitter.
I don't hold grudges.
He's more bitter than me.
That must have been really hard for you.
It was. Okay, so back to
degree.
A little more modern times. So they do show The Cult,
mm-hmm.
but it's running like 20 minutes late.
Ugh.
For no good reason. So you had like 20 minutes of whatever previous show was, and luckily I stayed up to watch it.
Yeah.
because I was able to set it to record the following episode. And got the last 20 minutes, so I did get to see it. But I mean, you would think if they schedule something late in the night because of the ball game, that it would at least actually show when they said it was going to air.
Right, right.
And with this modern technology of DVRs, you would think that it would go, oh, here's the show starting, and I'll start recording. But right. No, it starts at the time, and you still miss it.
Someday know? Soon, I'm sure it will be like that.
You've been listening to Geeks Battle March Madness.
Hopefully geeks win.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Now you know why I torrent everything, so I don't have to worry about that crap. Easy TV is my DVR.
Go there a lot myself. Yeah. Once upon a time.
Very good.
Everyone's still
very good. Yes.
You don't watch that. Huh?
So can I call you Grandpa now?
I love that. Robert Carlyle is just Robert, my hero. Yeah, he's amazing.
He is. He's probably my favorite character on that show. Just this changes between him and then, you know, when he's Mr. Gold and then Rumpelstiltskin.
Amazing.
I still like Regina, but. She's kind of hot.
It's weird for me to say, but I kind of miss him on Stargate Universe.
Me too.
Oh, I would
even though he was a bastard.
Altogether.
Give up Once Upon a Time for SVU.
Yeah. No, wait.
This is getting good.
Then your they fellow New it. Albany.
Oh, Josh Dallas.
We can't let Josh Dallas get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He needs to work.
He's a local guy. He went to my high school.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He was at my teacher, the drama teacher's retirement party.
That's right.
Which was hysterical.
Although
because all these little girls that were there, I guess, you know, were brought by
like
their parents.
Like some teenagers, not even teenagers yet.
Following him around the whole damn night.
It was cute. And he was so gracious and so nice to them. It was so sweet. Like, he really is charming.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Supernatural?
Yes.
I don't need to catch up on that. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm nowhere near caught up. I'm so behind on that one.
Still good stuff. Mm-hmm. You need to catch up.
It's interesting how it's a combo of building, you know, the over arc of every of the season, but yet it's still episodic.
It's like the first season. It's almost like the first and second seasons, how it was, you know, separate monsters all in this huge arc, and that's kind of the same way now, and I like that.
And they need to keep the Winchester Cave around.
Yeah. Aww, yeah. Yeah, I'm loving that. So, Supernatural, love that. The Following.
Very good. Yes. Oh my
we
gosh.
Had a Following marathon because we've been letting them pile up.
Yeah.
We watched, like 8 episodes in a row?
Well, I mean, it's like a thriller every episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a whole, it feels like a movie every episode. And I love that. It's just cool.
And you know why?
What?
Kevin Williamson from Vampire Diaries.
Oh, that
created that show.
That's where I recognize the name from.
So every episode is a cliffhanger, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to get their neck snapped.
Yeah. And so that's why it's so good.
I think part of the drinking game for that show is if Christina says, he'd be so cute if he wasn't evil.
Drink.
Yeah, she likes it.
We do have a drinking game on the website.
That kept up by our friend Rainey.
Yeah.
She keeps the official rules keeper of the show.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And as I mentioned, Vampire Diaries.
Yes,
you guys are caught up.
All your fault, Glenn.
We are all caught up tonight. You know, Adam and Crystal were
a little bit late.
A little bit late. So Glenn and Christine and I, when we went and got our food, came back. When you know, I see you watch Vampire Diaries. She's like, "Well, where are you guys?" No, we're watching last night's. Dude.
Right, right. We're all caught up.
What?
Like in 3 weeks, we watched 4 seasons of
Wow.
Ooh.
That was probably the quickest we've gone through something since. Stargate.
Yeah.
He was reluctant at first. Yeah. He wasn't sure he wanted to watch it. I'm like, just watch one, and if you don't like it, I won't make you watch the rest of it.
Vampire Boone.
And he got sucked in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vampire Boone
sucked
into
the vampire show.
The vampire. Oh, Boone.
You said the wonky eyed witch.
Leave her alone.
She does have a wonky eyeball.
She's still lovely.
There's a reason why her head's tilted 10
You're
degrees
so
every
mean.
Time.
Oh, my God.
No, she's hot, but she's got a wonky eyeball.
Let's see. So I'm still loving that. Even though it's fourth season, still very fresh and good.
Definitely.
And awesome stuff. Walking Dead.
Oh, Amazing. The Walking Dead. I think we've all been watching that
one.
Oh,
yes.
Stay in the jail, Carl.
Carl's doing good, though.
Carl's kind of gotten out on his own.
Carl's going to end up taking over.
He's not like,
he's going to be the leader because daddy's like flipping out.
He's in crazy town still. This is great. And that whole thing, that episode with Morgan was really interesting because it just was not what you expected that reunion to be. And it was heartbreaking like to see that.
Oh my gosh.
And just the hitchhiker guy
that
they passed at the beginning and then at the end.
Scene from Serenity.
I told Adam I saw the episode before he did and I said just wait. I was like, the end is just it just sticks
Where they stop and pick up the backpack.
Like they pass them up and then they realize still stuff there and they back up and it just says so much for like where humanity is at that point in the show.
And how how much they've changed as people.
Exactly.
The first season, he would have stopped and helped that man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were taking people in. Now they've been double crossed so many times and stabbed in the back. And literally, it's like, oh, no. Yeah.
They've done a pretty good job because I read the graphic novel, the collections. They're doing a pretty good job with Crazy Rick. Crazy Rick.
Okay.
It's a very different than what's in the comic, but they're doing very well keeping that feel,
keeping it fresh for the people who are familiar with the graphic novel, and still making it interesting to watch on TV.
They've had some big changes from that.
Yeah, I've heard quite a few, and I'm liking how they're finally. It seems like because I've not gotten that far in the comics, graphic novels, and I've just heard so much about the governor. And how evil he is, and they seem to finally be letting him off the leash now, and kind of letting him loose in
Crazy Town
and going kind of nuts on people now. So, yeah, I mean he's the next doctor. Doctor, yeah. So,
oh
yes, the only doctor.
Yeah,
he's so manipulative.
Yeah.
I mean you can't believe anything.
Well, and you know it was really sad, heartbreaking, I hate to use that word too much, but just like a punch in the stomach when Andrea didn't shoot him in the last episode.
Oh. You
know, she still had some sort of compassion. I mean, I know that the scientist dude, I can't think of his name, stopped her, but she still, I mean, she could have
hesitated.
She hesitated.
Oh, yeah.
And she still has, you know, this humanity to her. Whereas it seems like everybody else is just gone. I mean, even Carl, you know, hardened at this point.
Well, yeah, and I think that's going to come back
down.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody too much, but as we saw in the last episode, it's coming back to bite Andrea in the ass.
Yeah. She's really regretting that now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm wondering if they're going to go quite as extreme in the comic as what ends up happening to the governor.
Yeah.
As they will, but
every episode I'm like, please don't kill Glenn. I love Glenn. Please don't kill Glenn. Yeah. He's my favorite. Oh.
I've not read the comic. I haven't heard a lot about the comic because I've not wanted to hear a lot about the comic because I don't know. I don't want to know where the show goes.
I feel the same way.
But I did read a recent article in Rolling Stone that kind of made me feel like next season's going to be pretty crazy.
Epic.
So
wow.
And that even the season finale this time is going to be pretty
and then
insane.
We'll have to wait till October.
And well, they've done a very good job. You know, they've kind of kept it kind of fresh, you know, like Adam was saying, fresh for if you're familiar with the comic. There's been enough changes that you're not real sure if this person who may be in 14 volumes is going to make it past there.
Because Shane lasted a good long time.
A fair bit, yeah.
So, yep.
Are you guys, do you all watch True Blood at all?
Yes.
Not to get off on a tangent.
Oh, they're all fun.
But
they're
on a whole different planet.
Yeah, Christina's read the books.
The first season was almost the first book perfectly. It was amazing how close it was. Mm-hmm. And then totally wonky, completely different, like the rest of it. I'm like, where are we getting this from?
I don't know nothing about birthing no vampire babies.
I mean, I still like it, but it's just so different from any of the books anymore.
Because, I mean, one of the main characters, his name just totally slipped my mind. The cross-dresser.
Lafayette.
He dies in the first book.
Yeah.
And he's still in the series now.
He's a good character.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. He's my favorite.
He's a great character.
Oh, he's hysterical. He was hysterical at Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah.
PTSD and all over the potato salad. I love him. He's fabulous.
And of course, you were telling me 0 Hour's been canceled.
Yep, 0 Hour canceled.
Why did they keep canceling stuff?
That's two shows this season now. After the first two episodes,
now I can understand. Like, I can understand that. What was that? Jekyll and
Do No Harm.
Do No Harm.
Yeah, I can understand. I can completely understand that getting canceled because
how many episodes was that on?
That was pretty bad.
One. Two.
Two.
Was
okay.
It two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of. Oh.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. It could have had potential.
It really could have.
Like,
but
didn't NBC just do that with Christian Slater?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What's the name of that show?
I forget the name of it, but he was
I can picture it in my
secret
head.
Secret agent or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of that.
It's not ringing a bell.
I was kind of interested in watching it, but I didn't.
It was on for a couple of years, wasn't it?
No.
No.
No?
It got canceled. It didn't make a full season.
Really?
Yeah.
It seemed like it was on longer than that. Wow.
Anything else, man?
DVDs. I picked up Logan's Run.
Wow.
TV series.
What?
Yes, the TV series.
It was before Adam Stein, Glenn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you were probably not born yet.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Adam's a youngin.
Gregory Harrison and Heather Menzies.
What year?
Like
very early 80s.
78.
No. 77, 78.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely before Adam's time.
Yeah. And yours.
I was like half a baby.
Yeah.
Come on now. You're not
I was half a baby too.
You're not that much older than me.
All three of y'all, shut the hell up. Yeah.
I was like
all right.
if 9 and 10.
If you weren't old enough to go to the theater to see Star Wars the first damn time, shut the hell up.
That's right.
I was less than 1 when it came out.
You were born.
I was less than 0.
I was less than 0. That nerd humor.
Now
there.
Back to Christian Slater movies.
Yeah. Aww. Aww. Excellent soundtrack. Sorry.
Deeply flawed movie.
It was a cool show because they had a cool little vehicle they drove around in. That was the thing I liked most about it. And they had a friend that was a robot, although he looked like a man because it's cheaper to do that. You know,
right, of course. So he was Data.
Yeah.
Yeah,
basically.
And then they had these guns that had like flame that shot out of the sides of the barrel.
Oh, wow.
It was really neat.
Firecrackers in a barrel?
No, it was propane. They actually had
propane accessories.
I remember my cousin Chuck had the blueprints from an issue of like Starlog magazine of how they made these guns.
Oh, wow.
And we always said someday we're gonna make these, you know.
And then put little sticks on the side so you could put your hot dogs on there.
Yeah. There you go.
At the same time.
You can
that
kill
was pretty
people
awesome.
And make dinner too.
Yay.
So I'm sure this is gonna be very bad. Things don't
bad,
really
definitely bad.
You know, 70s television.
How many episodes were there?
12.
No, I don't know. How many
A lot.
Just the one
and a half.
It says a complete series.
It was canceled in the middle of an episode.
14 explosive adventures of retro futuristic thriller, including 3 episodes that were not aired nationally.
Only aired in Kentucky.
Yes.
When basketball season was on. So there was only actually 20 minutes of each.
Preempted.
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 The beautiful rebel, Jessica 6.
Time for renewal.
Jessica, huh?
Jessica 6.
Where is Jessica?
That's a thinly veiled sexual reference.
From the outside
Jessica
world.
But he's Logan 5.
Oh,
5.
I see. Gotcha.
Jessica 6.
Clones.
Yeah. Like Cylons?
They're Cylons.
Could be.
Ooh. Okay. Could be 6.
Now, the other guy's a robot. Remember, not them.
Oh.
So what was weird about this was they actually reshot the Logan's Run movie.
Mm-hmm.
With the TV show actors.
Oh, wow.
So
you
get like a made-for-TV version of the Logan's Run movie so that they could have...
For continuity's sake.
For continuity.
That's
and
pretty cool.
So if they wanted any slight changes to the storyline, then they could, you know, make it flow into
adjust
the series better.
The, yeah, for the TV series.
That's kind of neat.
Now, did they just like reshoot scenes? Reshoot whole hog?
You know, I haven't seen it since 77, but I think they shot the whole thing. I mean, I'll let you know soon.
You're supposed to remember, Glenn.
Soon. Yeah. I remember they had this cool vehicle they rode around in.
That was really
a robot.
Yeah,
a
toy somewhere of it, I'm sure.
No, I had a toy that looked kind of like it for Big Jim or maybe it was Super Joe. Remember Super Joe, the G.I. Joe space suit kind of?
I do. They don't. Shut up.
No.
Okay.
No,
sorry. Okay.
No.
No, I missed that one.
All right, fine. in other news, Willow came out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, on Blu-ray.
Fabulous.
So I picked that up.
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't watched it yet, but I picked that up.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah. She got her own spinoff?
Ha, ha, ha.
That'd be awesome.
Because I've been watching it.
And a little movie called The Hobbit came out.
Oh, yes.
I bought in 3D.
Oh, nice. I'll
maybe watch this weekend or something. So.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's it for
Radagast.
Me.
Yeah. He's the best.
So do you have to have a 3D TV for that?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a 3D TV?
Recently, yeah.
Glasses amazing. And all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a new TV. He has to one-up me and go 5 inches bigger in 3D.
Well, these boys.
I've been buying 3D Blu-rays for like a year and a half now in preparation for this. So now I finally, and when I went to do it, I was like, well, I've got like 22 3D movies.
Yeah,
wow. How did that happen?
Yeah.
But,
got, like,
you know,
four.
I knew it would happen eventually. So yeah.
I'm waiting for that 3D
the change in the technology.
I'm waiting for that 3D Blu-ray of Serenity, man.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
keep
know,
waiting.
Well, they're starting to release some movies remastered in 3D, like iRobot and Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun, yeah, because that came to the IMAX 3D.
And there was another one that was really...
My sister was all about that.
I saw just
Tom Cruise and
Can Kenny Loggins have a hit song that's not a part of a soundtrack?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Garden State soundtrack.
Yeah.
Well, and then there was... Do you guys remember the movie Gamer?
Oh, yeah. With
is it Peter Gerard Butler?
Heroes.
Gerard Butler!
Was it Gerard
Butler? Yes!
Wasn't it?
Gerard Butler.
Was it?
Wasn't he the main character? And then and the bad guy was the guy that plays Dexter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That movie kind of came and went, but for some reason, like last week, they released it on 3D Blu-ray.
Huh.
I'm like, really? That movie?
Really? That did well enough to...
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course, my TV's got a feature that will fake 3D.
I like that.
And it's not bad, but occasionally some things, you know, like someone's like patch on their arm will be like, whoa, floating out from their body, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Gerard Butler and Michael C. Hall.
Yeah, huh. Cool.
Now, does this require glasses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's glasses, but it's passive 3D, so they don't have to be recharged. You can actually take the glasses from the movie theater home with you. And
yeah, it's the polarized, different polarizations.
Got a few pair running around here somewhere.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, by God, I paid $5
for
the movie. I'm going to keep them.
That's right.
And I would bring my own with me when I go anyway. This way, I have my own.
Yep. I want prescription ones.
Yeah.
I've
been saving. They have special ones if you go like the first week. Lots of times I got some Spider-Man ones, some Hobbit ones.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say the Avengers
Dread 3D.
Avengers had some.
Yeah.
So we ain't found shit.
Yeah. Oh, Spaceballs.
Are those in 3D?
That's what they need to do, turn Spaceballs into 3D.
That would be funny.
Right about
that'd be hilarious.
When the Star Wars movies are getting ready to come out in 3D.
Yeah, release Spaceballs in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Spaceballs the toilet paper.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And Spaceballs the flamethrower.
Yeah. Kids love that one.
Okay, I'm done talking. Please, someone else.
Okay.
Adam, what
have
you been watching, dude?
Let me bring up my Netflix queue here. I've been watching... I watched, like, with all this North Korea craziness going on, I watched a documentary from National Geographic about North Korea and how just insanely crazy it is over there. And I'm proud to be an American. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because it could be a lot worse. As much as people bitch and complain and moan about our government and stuff like that. we're freedoms. Holy crap. Do they have it bad over there?
Wow.
It is insane.
Hold on. I have to get my phone so I can add that to my queue.
Yeah. It's National Geographic Inside North Korea.
Okay.
And it is wow. Just
I think I've seen that.
Wow.
Yeah. Will you rewatch it with me?
Absolutely.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
That sounds
totally
crazy.
Netflix, yeah. It's the best $9 a month you'll ever
isn't
spend.
It great? It's fantastic.
$7.99. Yes.
Yep. $7.99 a month. And you get all access to all this crap. All this stuff. It's
all
not crap.
Crap.
It's all stuff. Yep. Anyway.
It's a lot of crap. Crap is in general.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Did you see they just launched Redbox? Online?
Oh, yeah, really? North Korea just launched something.
Yeah,
they launched a restaurant.
Yeah, North Korea just launched, we're going over to Glenn.
Right. No, it probably just crashed in the ocean if it did. Right. So, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. I finished up American Horror Story season one.
Yes.
Which
yes.
was pretty cool. It kind of went weird toward the end.
Yeah.
There, I was like, where is this going? It's kind of weird, but it was okay. So the season one in general was pretty good. And I quite enjoyed it. Craig Ferguson has a new special out. new comedy special. That was pretty good.
Wait. Hold on. What's it called?
Sorry, it's called I'm Here to Help.
Okay. Because I love him. So
I know you like him. So
Craig Ferguson.
And I love Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. That's great. Great. Yeah. Great late night show. Because one of my podcasts called Film Sack watched it and kind of reviewed it and we're making fun of it. I watched Blood Rain.
Oh,
the other day.
Louis Bowl.
Glenn?
Yeah.
Louis Bowl.
You want to relate this one?
It's too long of a personal story.
It is so awful.
It appears it was very painful
was
for
bad.
You.
There's a whole great story on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something about Blood Rain being a ripoff of my comic book character, Bloodlust, and them making millions of dollars
that
and me having nothing.
He actually had already in a comic book. Like, he actually already had the rights to it.
Yeah,
so a little problem there.
Yeah, that's some crotch kicking.
Yeah,
right there. Oh, to someone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they did such a poor job with it, you know? Yeah.
So it wasn't even good.
Yeah, it wasn't even good. Like, the movies were crappy.
Uwe Boll was helming them, so.
The game.
It sounds like a stomach virus, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Uwe Boll, Uwe Boll is,
if you had the opportunity,
makes terrible movies.
If you had the opportunity.
People throw money at him.
Yeah. To play a video game of a comic character you created, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think
yeah, probably.
I mean, it's different from mine, but it was
close enough.
It was inspired by mine. Yeah. But it's a long story.
Yeah. But that was terrible. I also watched, with the new Pope coming into,
Inside the Vatican.
Yes. I watched the National Geographic Inside the Vatican.
Go back to Pope Classic.
Oh my God, you're going to burn and we're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Poor Catholics in a Presbyterian podcast.
But that was interesting. It's a little bit dated because it's from like 2002.
Right. But it's cool.
But it's still very cool because they go inside the Vatican and, everything and just kind of show the runnings of daily life there.
The history
and
of the architecture.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Cool.
All the statues and the tapestries and the paintings and
the
everything.
Team
it's
of
really
people
neat.
They have
that just keeps
tapestries.
To restore all that
Holy
stuff.
Holy crap.
Team of people just to make tapestries.
Team of people
that restore
who,
it all.
Who stitch them up and fix them and
Yeah,
they
it's like they got them working round the clock. Not round the clock, but like all the time.
Full time,
restoring these things.
A whole thread that's like every color you could ever imagine so that they could match up exactly what the color. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really pretty neat.
I've got the Pope comic book. The official, official Marvel Comics. John Paul. The
Pope, what was it?
Was it? Was the,
what was the one that...
There was a comic called Battle Pope.
Battle Pope. That's what it was.
I actually like that a lot.
I don't have
with
Battle
Jesus
Pope.
As the stoner.
The stoner. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have that. I've got
wearing all these goofy shirts.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Yes. It sounds amazing. Yeah,
it's that on Free Comic Day once.
Yeah.
Free Comic Book Day once.
Battle Pope. That's what it was.
Get a roll of the die.
That's right.
Also been watching another fantastic series, How Stuff Works.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
It sucked me in.
Great.
Yes.
It's very in depth. Covers like beer and aluminum and coal and
corn syrup. You drink it, you get
all
drunk.
sorts of stuff.
But it's so much more complicated. Than
yeah, it is. Really is. I also watched a documentary that you still need to see called How Beer Saved the World.
Oh yeah.
I've added that to my queue, but I haven't
watched
it yet.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
I love beer.
Yes.
Liquid bread.
Yes.
Liquid bread.
And how it basically developed all the technologies, like a lot of the stuff that we have today, how it led to crop, the irrigation and transportation and all this stuff, how it nourished people and kept people healthy. During the Dark Ages and that kind of thing, when you
couldn't drink the water.
Yeah, you could not drink the water because it was that awful. So from cradle to grave, you drank beer because it was
cheap.
And how they ran an experiment and they took a water from a duck pond, just infested with bacteria and E. coli and nasty, nasty stuff. And they used it to brew beer. And basically that whole process sterilized the entire batch. And they basically they went on the street. You know, they had it tested and, you know, scientifically tested. And it's like, well, this is exactly like, you know, what you would get out of the bottle, you know, if you had done it with fresh water. And so they had people taste test it on the street. And they said, you know, they would taste test it. It's like, oh, that's kind of... let's get a nice little hoppy flavor.
Has a flavor tangy flavor.
Tangy. It's
you know, sort of like poultry. Like,
yeah. And they're like, you know, that was brewed from water from a duck pond.
Oh, my God.
They were like, really? Am I going to die? Like, no. It's safe. It's completely safe.
Wow.
It just has an extra little taste.
Yeah. So, but people, it's like people kind of enjoyed it.
A little extra fiber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a really neat documentary to
Ultimate
watch.
Ultimate recycling.
Exactly. So that's kind of been what I've been watching recently.
Grab my toys, grab my shoes, don't forget my apple juice. I'm going to grandma's house. Is pretty cool if you like to play backgammon. Yeah, they got it out the butthole. I just can't wait for grandma's house. They have Monopoly and PBS. Building a wiener out of Play-Doh. Welcome to grandma's house, where all the milk is warm and all me. For the big kids, what the hell else can I do? Why can't play with anything in grandma's house? Can't touch the cookie jar or grandpa's teeth. So why play with rubber bands in the junk drawer? Welcome to grandma's house. You better take your shoes off at the door, cause grandpa gets flashbacks from Korea. How to boogie on down. First you step to the left, then you step to the right, then you fart real quiet and you blame it on grandpa. Then you sew that fucking quilt for your other grandkids, but you know that you don't love them as much as me. Show us how to boogie on down. First you... Your grandma knows your name and favorite character.
We have been geeking and geeking and geeking, and it is time to recharge the batteries with a little
With geek something.
Cuisine. And when Glenn A, pulls out a knife, and B,
he's hiding it.
This.
Oh, dear.
I'm scared.
So, if he killed it or what?
Yeah. It's possum.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's Burt Bubblegummer.
Who picked it out?
Carly picked it out.
Oh, dear.
No. I think we're okay.
Or we're not.
Yeah. You never know.
She's done good so far.
He's still hiding it.
Yeah. Well, Sponge was such a big hit.
It was tasty.
I mean, Sponge, how do you follow
you
up Sponge?
You can't follow Sponge.
Sponge. So we have Boo Boo Loo Boo.
What?
Yes, exactly.
I need to hear how you Loo Boo your Boo Boo.
Of what country is that made?
I think it's a little south of the border. Boo Boo Loo Boo by Ricolino.
Ricolino.
And it looks like some sort of like electric character or something, doesn't it?
Looks like
some
a ghost.
Sort of, yeah, maybe he's a ghost. Yeah,
that's what happens when you eat it. You turn into a ghost.
Yeah, I guess
it. But it doesn't sound bad.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Maybe it has a slang term.
Maybe it's a derogatory.
Such a term that we don't want to tell people what we had tonight.
Oh, we went there last time.
Yeah, we did. And yeah, it was actually kind of hilarious.
It was appropriate, yeah.
Now, it sounds really good, though. Strawberry flavored jelly and marshmallow with chocolate flavored coating.
That
is it Kentucky jelly?
But you notice everything says flavored. It doesn't say strawberry jelly. Strawberry flavored jelly.
Flavored.
And marshmallow with chocolate flavored coating. So it's probably 100% chemical. You know?
Right.
Speaking of.
And there is an Urban Dictionary of Boobaloo.
No.
Yes.
What does it say?
Individually wrapped.
I'm ready.
Individually wrapped. There you go.
Handy. Thank you.
I like the individual wrapping.
Brad?
For lunches.
Sweet.
I like it.
They're only good for another 2 weeks.
Let's see what the damage
is. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good, though, if there's a short shelf life.
Right.
Yeah.
Less chemicals, hopefully. Ooh. I don't know what that says.
Is it in Spanish?
Jalea y malvasico.
Oh, wow. That's...
Cabernetos con sabor chocolate.
It's low in fat.
Oh, look, it's got Grupo Bimbo. Seriously, look at it.
Yeah, Bimbo.
License of Grupo Bimbo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Bimbo Bakery.
Yeah, Bimbo Bakery.
Yeah. We had them last time.
What exactly do they cook at the Bimbo Bakery?
The Bimbo.
Blondes.
Silent Green is people!
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
In case you haven't seen the movie from the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
The Statue of Limitations ran out
I'm
on that one.
I'm reading this before I put it
up. there's a lot of ingredients
they
there.
They have corn syrup listed on here like 4 times.
That's a lot of corn.
That's a lot of syrupy corn.
It's not bad.
No, it's actually pretty good.
It's better than a sponge.
You know what?
I kind of like it.
That is really not bad.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a little individually wrapped thing.
Yeah, just a little
I don't think it needs to be a full candy bar size kind of thing like it is. Maybe like little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's like a segmented. It
could be half the size and be all right.
It looks like Mr. Hankey.
It does look like Mr. Hankey.
You know, it should be like. It's
which
in
makes the
little...
whole strawberry jelly thing even worse.
Oh,
oh.
No. Ew, go away.
It's in these little segments. They should have made it like.
Throw it at him.
Oh, what is it? Like Almond Joy or something? Isn't that like two little bars in a package? That's what I thought this was going to be when I felt it from the side. But
it's like the length of a Twix bar, maybe.
Yeah.
If you squished a Twix bar, that's what it looks like.
I'm just cracking up over the Spanish that I cannot interpret. Because on the back it says, atención, with a phone. And it says, consumption, lada sin.
It's a sin to eat this.
Apparently. And call them, because... you might implode. However, it does taste pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm surprised.
I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't see myself eating these regularly, but...
They're not bad. For geek cuisine, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for geek cuisine, not bad. Well done.
Beats the hell out of Brussels sprout soda.
And it's
fun
to say.
Boo-boo-loo-boo.
What did the Urban Dictionary say?
I'm ready.
It's really, it's not near as bad as the sponge.
I'm ready.
Sponge, yeah.
There's two. They have boo-boo-loo-boo and boo-boo-loo-buena.
La buena.
So Boobaloo's candy derived from Mexico, featuring a strawberry marshmallow filling, chocolate flavor covering. Boobaloo can also be used in as an expression for crying.
Aww. Hmm.
And then Boobaloo Buena. There we go. Try that again. Boobaloo Buena is a word derived from Boobaloo, meaning good or hot, referring to chicks. This word is often used by non-creative Mexican nacos to describe hot chicks since the word became popular because of the Boobaloo TV ad.
Hey, Boobaloo Buena.
Yeah. It's saying, going. You remind me of a chocolate-flavored snack.
You got jelly?
Mm-hmm. You got some jelly?
You are totally artificially flavored.
I'm just surprised Brad hasn't made...
Are you 13% saturated fat?
The Boobaloo 2 electric Boobaloo.
No.
Boo-boo to electric
don't
boo-boo.
Oh, wow. Oh, my
say
God.
That.
Don't write that down.
I already screwed up saying it once.
Oh, God.
What are you saying again? Boo-boo?
Electric boo-boo-loo-boo.
Boo-boo-loo-boo to electric boogaloo.
Whoa. Well done.
There you go.
I said boo-boo.
Bam.
Boo-boo-boo. I don't know.
Boo-boo, choo-boo, electric
boo-boo. I think he should record the intro thing.
Robot chicken. Robot chicken reference.
Drop it.
With the drumsticks.
I held out my wrapper and I dropped it in front of me. That's what I did.
Dragon Ball.
Because that was a very good. That was a very good thing to do on an audio podcast.
Yes. Classic.
You also do an excellent Charlie Chaplin impression.
Well, thanks.
So maybe you should do that for the podcast.
Yeah, it works great on an audio podcast. Talk all about silent movies. So I'll give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go out of my way to find them again.
No. It'd make my teeth hurt if I ate like more than one of them, but it's good.
It tastes pretty good.
I
but
liked it.
Tastes good.
Not as good as I had hoped.
I liked it.
But yeah. Your wife has way too much fun finding this shit.
Oh, yeah.
She does. I love her.
She knows she doesn't have to eat it.
Yeah. Right.
She experiments on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any idea where she found that?
Probably
Walmart?
No, actually, I think it was Dollar General Marketplace.
Nice.
Neat.
Even though, Walmart carries a lot of
the
Bimbo Bakery stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time I walk by, I laugh when I see the word Bimbo in big red letters.
I had never
seen
it.
I'm kind of cheap that way.
I understand. Okay. He's easily pleased.
So thumbs up all around?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm half a thumb.
Half a thumb.
Half a thumb.
Sideways.
Not thumbs down, but yeah.
I won't seek them out.
Yeah.
It was the best artificially chocolate flavored candy snack I've had today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Artificially chocolate, artificially strawberry, probably artificially.
Could have been
marshmallow.
Tofurkey and gravy.
It could have been tofurkey and gravy soda.
Shut your mouth.
That was some nasty stuff.
That sounds amazing.
Amazingly nasty.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Hideous.
Bad, definitely
that
bad.
Reminds me of the.
And we'll be back with more bad stuff right here on Bod Culture.
Hi, this is Kevin Batchelder. And this is the Saturday B Movie Reel.
Do something. Shoot it! Shoot it!
That about describes it, yeah.
All right, everybody stay here.
We look specifically at the Sci-Fi Channel's original movies. You know the ones that air on Saturday night.
Be known throughout the ages as an instant classic.
We need a bigger gator!
Limb cutting yes. And blood squirting from...
Flying limbs, I called it in my notes.
What could go wrong?
We look on a regular basis at the movies as they come out, and since there have been over 200 of them, we do go back and look at many of them that are now out on DVD. By this point, I had completely forgotten any semblance of seeing if this actually makes any sense from a plot point of view. So come on by, get involved, and have some fun.
Check us out at SaturdayBMovieReel.com.
Our future depends on it. Make it safe.
Time to burst your eardrums with a little feedback.
Not bad.
Crickets? Cricket feedback?
Crickets.
Not hideous, but...
Not hideous.
No, it's all right.
Hideous. Okay.
Proceed.
All right, so, you know, normally we have a question. You know, it's proof popular. We post a question on Facebook, get some answers. So it's almost like we're getting live feedback, but not really because I'm too lazy to engineer a live show.
It's about 8 hours old.
Yeah, give or take a little bit.
That's because it was like lunchtime. He's like, oh, crap.
Oh, we
I didn't think of
something.
A question. Yeah. Think of a question.
I wanted to do something silly like cereal milk or milk cereal.
Because he argues with me that I do it wrong.
You do.
I do not.
You do do it wrong.
It doesn't matter.
You pour the milk first in the cereal?
Yes.
That's wrong. Sorry.
You pour the cereal.
You're wrong.
I eat less cereal if I do it that way.
But if you pour the milk first, when you pour the cereal, it could splash the milk out. Uh-huh. See?
Well, if you're crazy with it, maybe. But
of course you're crazy with it.
It's cereal milk, not milk cereal.
I eat less cereal if I do it milk cereal, and it gets less.
You eat
squishy.
Less cereal because you're doing it wrong.
I can make a box of Cheerios last a week instead of, you know, a day, Brad.
So no, it's because they're chocolate Cheerios, and those are awesome. If you had chocolate Cheerios?
No.
They're fucking awesome.
Okay.
So
the question.
Question.
Yeah. Fasten zipper, zip fasten.
I'm not having this conversation with you. Okay. I love that episode.
Okay, so today's question for tonight's recording. With Les Mis and The Hobbit coming out this week on DVD and Blu-ray,
yay!
And both being pretty darn good translations from book to stage and screen, what do you think is the best and or the worst adaptation of one property, be it a book, play, comic book, etc., to the movie screen, and why? Let's see. First one we got is our friend Peggy, yay! A.K.A. Rainey. Best? Twilight.
Keeper of the Dragon of the... Twilight, no.
The original?
It's accurate. I think as a translation, they did a really good job. Yeah. Even if you don't like the actual story, I think the translation was really good.
She shows the both the movie and the movie... I had headed to talking.
Both the movie and the book sucks for the same reasons.
Thank you.
Very nice.
The last movie... I'm not even a Twilight fan, but the last movie was really good.
I've not yet seen it.
Worst, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
No, that's understandable. That was a huge book that they tried to cram into one movie.
Right.
They should have made most of those damn books two movies.
Yeah.
I agree. Probably,
especially that one.
Yeah. My favorite book, and you can tell she's Canadian because she uses a U.
Shut up.
Favorite.
Mm-hmm. Favorite.
I sometimes do that.
Oh,
too.
Peggy.
My book, my least favorite of the series. They changed so much in that book, it made me mad watching it. I know they only had so much time to devote to the screen, but most of what was cut could have been left in the movie. Again, that's what I'm saying. They should have been split it into two.
I agree. Yep.
Jason Burris, best Princess Bride.
Agreed.
Worst? While there are plenty of bad adaptations, none springs to mind as being the overall worst. Likely, this is due to a failure of memory. Matt, one of the best. David Tennant and Patrick Stewart in Hamlet.
Matt, I love you because I totally agree with you.
That was good.
It was genius.
Creative use of anachronistic... how do you say that word?
Anachronistic time frame.
And the performances were excellent.
It was genius.
Also, the BBC adaptation of Terry Pratchett's The Colour of Magic, which is just about as good of a live-action adaptation of a Pratchett book as you could get. I haven't seen Hogfather or Going Postal yet. Worse, toss up between Batman and Robin and the big budget American version of Godzilla.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, yeah. That was one where Matthew Broderick's running and then he stops and right over his shoulder is an ad for Blockbuster. And then he runs again and right over the other shoulder, an ad for Blockbuster.
Well, see how well that did for them.
Yeah. It's true.
Let's see. Tim Callender.
Hi, Tim.
Did the show art for Geek Spin, original show art for the Geek Spin and some of our art for Pod Culture. Number one on that, or plus one on that version of Hamlet.
Yay.
From Matt's prior post. Best. Now here's one that not a lot of people will probably say. Contact with Jodie Foster.
Oh.
Interesting.
I dislike Sagan's book because the characters felt way too flat. And the ending came across as a poor rendition of 2001.
Mm.
The film, on the other hand, featured performances that really imbued the characters with believability and embraced the notion that faith and reason are both necessary. Runner-up, Wicked.
Excellent.
So, I guess, adapted from the book
to the stage. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, you can take children.
If you take your kids to see Wicked and they're younger kids, that's great, that's fine. It's not like an Avenue Q kind of thing. No. It's a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them read the book.
Wait till they're
book
older to let them
really
read the book.
Really freaking dark.
Wait till they're older.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some PG-13 scenes in there, shall I say. Worst, iRobot. The only thing that horrible film had in common with Asimov's stories
was the three laws.
Well, the use of the three laws,
basically. The movie in itself, like, if you don't compare it to the book, you know, the original, the source material, it was okay.
Yeah. And it had Alan Tudyk.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As the voice of the robot.
He's so cute.
How can you? It's an automatic plus right there.
Have you all seen Wreck-It Ralph yet?
No.
Ugh.
We're a failure. We fail.
All of you. All of you.
I want to see it. I want to see it, but I hate Sarah Silverman.
She, you know, I don't like her either, but she does really well in this.
I don't care.
Like, you kind of. I don't see. I didn't.
Glenn, I'm not a fan of hers.
It's all right. It actually works.
She was okay and great. It really does.
And Tim's runner up for worst: Starship Troopers.
Which
if you have read the book Starship Troopers, it's a really crappy adaptation. If you just go in watching the movie, it's okay.
Yeah, I like the movie.
Yeah, if you go in just
watching
the movie,
but it's nothing like the book.
But it's a very poor adaptation of the book because it's.
Well, Verhoeven. I mean, he made RoboCop.
But on the other hand,
do no wrong.
Dina Meyer. So,
yeah,
a pretty girl.
Two good reasons to watch it right there.
Oh my god.
Okay, and the season.
Oh, boobs.
For those of you not paying attention,
which is most of you.
Yeah, by now you're asleep. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
They're awake now.
Yeah, really.
See.
All these guys. Wait, what?
Those are from when I. Or no, that was from Aucha on our page. I shared it on my own timeline and got a couple of responses. Tony Collette.
Hi, Tony.
Best comic to movie adaptation, Superman the movie.
Aww.
Oh.
You know?
Nice.
That's pretty well. The comic, the costume, can't really say anything bad about the costume because it's spot on, especially for the 80s version of Superman. Right on.
You leave Christopher Reeve alone.
Maybe the flying scenes weren't the greatest. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Technology anyway, limitations.
Right. But Christopher Reeve wore the actual suit, and that what's more, he totally sold it.
I gotta agree
with him on that one.
Yep.
Nobody watching any of his films could possibly think that Reeve was embarrassed for 1 second in that costume.
Nope.
No one said one word about the underwear being on the outside of the costume. By God, Superman has red undies on the outside of the tights. Yeah. Fuck you, DC and New 52. That was my adaptation, not Tony.
He's so bitter.
Yeah. That's why I've been playing DCU online.
I know. It's okay.
Because it's a real goddamn DCU.
Okay.
Another interest as... as he goes on to say, as far as best played a movie, I'd have to go with the newer version of The Producers.
Ooh, yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
It was done totally different
that.
Than the original film.
Yeah.
Adhering faithfully to the Broadway version. And as an added plus, you've got John Barrowman singing Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah. And Will Ferrell is a older Nazi German fellow that has trained his pigeons. To salute.
And then, of course, our friend Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Wife says Lord of the Rings. Points out the writers were able to actually tell a better story.
Yes.
While not losing the beautiful imagery that Tolkien created, which is true, because you don't spend three pages
on a leaf.
Hill.
More efficient story.
Yeah, it was much more efficient.
And they had hot guys.
I cannot disagree.
Sun points out that The Hobbit might even end up improving on the original.
Again,
time will tell.
Hot guys can't hurt you.
You just like it because it's got Mitchell in it.
No.
Martin Freeman?
Armitage. He played Sir Guy of Gisborne in Robin Hood, and he's just ever so.
But it also has Mitchell in it.
Yeah, but he's only a little bitty part.
Well, I know he's one of the dwarves, isn't he?
I know.
He's a little bitty part.
So that's about it on feedback. What's a... Glenn, you got a good adaptation?
You know, we always have these questions, and I hate it because I have to do homework, you know, because I don't think about them. So I sit here and I'm like, what do I say? But this time I actually thought of something.
Yay!
I thought I'd point out that I thought of something for once. So, for me, it's weird. It's all like video games.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Silent Hill,
ooh.
I think, is one of the best adaptations from the video game to the movie. I think it just totally captured every element of it.
Nice.
I mean, the story wasn't 100% the same, but I mean, it really had the atmosphere and the music.
They captured
and just,
the feel.
They totally captured the feel of it. So I think that's one of the best. And Adam mentioned before, Blood Rain. I would have to say that it's one of the worst.
You're not biased there at all, are you?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I can maybe top you.
Okay.
They're worse.
I don't need it. That mental image.
Walk away, Brad.
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just merit
I was
that.
I was going to say, like, Street Fighter.
The Legend of the first one or even, Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li?
No, no, see,
the first one. But the
Super Mario Bros. Is even a further departure.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Than, wow, yeah.
Than the Street Fighter movies. So, yeah, no. They went off the deep end with Super Mario Brothers. So,
when I was working at Channel 15, there was a guy who I used to work with who went away to Hollywood and came back, and he had worked like security on a movie, and he had snuck in taking pictures, mm-hmm. and it was Mario Brothers.
Oh, wow.
And it was before the, you know, before I'd seen the movie, and uh-huh. all the production art and everything looked just awesome. It looked like it was going to be really cool.
Yeah.
But and obviously
no.
it wasn't.
No.
But,
no.
But I was like, wow, all this behind the scenes stuff. This is going to be a cool movie.
Mm-hmm. No. Not so much.
No, not so much.
Nope.
Adam?
That was my worst. My best, I really don't know. I might have to pass or come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Crystal?
My best, I think, is a movie that I don't think got a whole lot of press called Revolutionary Road that came out a few years ago with Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio.
Okay, yeah, man, Kate Winslet, you lost me at Leo.
I saw the previews. Okay. I didn't see the movie.
Well, the book is amazing, and the movie is really, really good as well. It's okay. Just it's one of these like movies where you just feel so much. You can just tell by like
ew.
The looks of, you know, and it's a very, very sad story.
And she's amazing.
Extremely sad story.
Did Leo drown at the end?
he did not.
Don't let go, Jack.
I like him. But it's not the reason why I like this movie so much. It's just one of those things where, you know, there's so much unsaid and yet you feel so much.
I love that. I'm going to have to look that up like right now.
And the book, if you want to borrow the book, it's a great book as
fabulous.
Well.
So. Like, she's just amazing in everything.
I think so, too.
I don't think I've ever seen her in something I didn't like her in.
No. But I can't think of a really bad adaptation. I mean, I think I can think of a lot of them, but I don't know one that is so horrible that really springs to my mind right now. So I'm kind of the opposite of Adam in that. So.
Christina?
For TV, I would probably say Game of Thrones.
Ooh, good adaptation.
Good adaptation. You see all these little tiny things that you read in the book that were just like little tiny things that are like, oh, there it is. Like tiny little nuances. Musicals, I'd say Les Mis because the movie is brilliant.
But he never popped the damn claws.
Oh, wow.
He could have been over and done with.
Wow.
All he had to do.
Yeah, Pop Gladiator. You had Wolverine. You had Catwoman. And Borat.
Mm-hmm. And Borat.
One of these things doesn't go with the other.
Yeah, really.
But I mean, I've seen the musical a lot, and it's just it's perfect. It's what I would have done if I was in charge. I found myself crying at things that I didn't expect to cry at. I mean, things moved me that I didn't expect to. It was amazing. Worst. Part of me really wants to say Phantom, but I'm not gonna because there's only one reason I didn't like it, and I can't judge the whole film on Gerard Butler's wonky eye. But I'm trying to think of a worse. I can't think of a really horrible one. I mean, True Blood's gone off the reservation, but I mean, it's not horrible. It's just completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything that was ruined. Like completely ruined for me.
I've got a worst comic TV adaptation.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Justice League.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an unaired pilot.
Mm-hmm. For good reason.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it David Ogden Stiers as Martian Manhunter?
Aww.
Yeah.
He's got such a good voice, though.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a fantastic
voice.
Did
we watch that one?
Oh, yeah, probably.
He's Cogsworth.
Yeah, he's Cogsworth in Beauty and the Beast.
It had Batman and Robin in it. And,
no, that was Challenge of the Superheroes.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, that
God.
Was pretty bad, too.
That was awful.
That was a pretty bad one. A good one. Some folks would say it's the worst. You know, Green Lantern was actually a pretty decent adaptation.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. It was a pretty decent adaptation, but oh, what's even better than that was Green Lantern First Flight was a good translation from the comic book.
Yeah.
Of translation of the origin story into that. And I think the animated film hit it out of the park.
They did such a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was was really, really good. I mean, there were some tweaks, but I think it was a much better telling of that same story than the live action. But I still like the live action. Come on, freaking Green Lantern.
I was expecting him to say it was the worst. I'm impressed.
I'm not going to say no, because there have been far worse superhero adaptations. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of good ones, though, Conan the Barbarian, the first one.
Yeah.
You want to speak of bad ones? Mm-hmm. Conan the Destroyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't disagree on that.
Now, what about the reboot?
You know, it was its own thing. I don't know. It was okay. I didn't hate it.
Jason Momoa was cute. He's good and everything.
It had Ronan in it.
I love him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was probably one part of Game of Thrones I didn't like.
Oh, I didn't need to see
Ronan ass.
No.
Which that was the funniest thing. I followed David Hewitt? On Twitter.
Hewitt. Yeah.
And
it's Hewlett Packard and David Hewitt.
Okay. Yeah. I follow him, played Rodney on Stargate Atlantis. Follow him on Twitter, and I guess as he was watching this, he was I did not need to see Ronan, but I think Jewel said something about it too. It was
because he's such a sweet character on Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah,
like, you know, innocent big kind of character.
Uh-huh. But he will.
It's like I don't want to. It's like your brother.
Worst adaptation featuring actors we like. Lennon Naked.
Oh, it was good. It was just traumatic.
Yeah.
It was good. It was well done. It was just traumatic seeing them both naked.
Yeah. Christopher Eccleston.
And Naoko Mori.
Yeah.
From Torchwood.
I was fine with her, you know. She was Yoko.
Of course.
I did not need to see dangly doctor bits.
Wow.
My God, it's a nude.
It's okay for you to see your doctor. It's okay for your doctor to see you naked. It's not okay for you to see your doctor naked.
It turns into an entirely different type of visit.
Yes.
Not good at all.
Oh. Ooh, I thought of a worst movie. Ooh.
Okay.
Real quick. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh. Carrey one?
Yes.
The Jim Carrey one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, I agree with that. That was horrible.
It was hideous.
Oh.
I didn't bother.
You're the easy one.
Alice in Wonderland wasn't too good either.
No, well, mm-hmm. I liked parts of it.
I liked
but
the
it's
visuals.
That whole Tim Burton kind of
insanity,
over the topness.
Yeah.
Which I like in a lot of other things, mm-hmm. but I wasn't ready for in Alice in Wonderland. I don't know. Yeah. I
can dragged.
What do you think of Sweeney Todd is Sweeney Todd.
Love Sweeney Todd.
That was pretty good. That was a good one.
Up there, isn't? Yeah, yeah. I couldn't. I was very leery about Johnny Depp in a musical. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Alan Rickman, score. You know, Helena Bonham Carter, score. Johnny Depp as Sweeney? He's too young. Mm-hmm. Can he sing? Like, I was all worried about this the whole time. Like, ever since I heard he was going to be in it. Like, oh, crap. It's all going to go to hell now. He was brilliant.
It was
amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better thing. I mean, it didn't matter that he was 20 years too young. He was awesome. Mm-hmm. He was just awesome.
Makeup can you do a lot of stuff.
Even still, though, I mean, he just comes across as an older character. Because, I mean, he's been in prison for how many years?
I was gonna say, like a weathered character.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing. They need to do more like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
If I'm winning the lottery here.
There you go. Here, Joss, make Serenity too.
No. Make musicals.
Serenity the musical.
Oh, that would be awful and fabulous at the same time.
But before we head out, it's about the time to wrap this up. Got best adaptation, actually mashup of a song from a musical.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's a mashup of fandoms.
I'm frightened.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. John Barrowman.
No.
Because, you know, he's got a set of pipes. He can sing pretty good.
He's so
you're right.
Camp. We love him.
And Wicked. You know, great musical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sings, you know, they have a song in there called The Wizard and I.
Mm-hmm.
He sings, he's got his own version called The Doctor and I.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
And it is awesome.
He's so cute.
And we will be back with more Pod Culture probably right after we listen to that. Thank you.
when I meet the doctor, once I prove my worth, and then I meet the doctor, what I've waited for since birth. And with all his doctor wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the doctor is dumb? Or like Oods, he's so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are, Jack, a man on whom I can rely. And that's how we'll begin, the doctor and I. Once you're with the doctor, your whole life will change. Once you're with the doctor, you are not estranged. No mother is not proud of you. No brother acts ashamed. And all of time has to love you when by the doctor you're acclaimed. And this gift or this curse I have inside, maybe at last I'll know why. When we are hand in hand, the doctor and I. One day he'll say to me, Jack, my boy, a man who is so superior, shouldn't a man who's so good inside have a different exterior? And some folks believe it's a fantasy, that in you there's a good man to see, so they'll appreciate you. May I defabricate you? And though, of course, that's not important to me, all right, why not? I'll reply. Oh, what a pair we'll be, the doctor and I. Yes, what a pair we'll be, the doctor and I. Unlimited. My future is unlimited. And I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy, and true, the vision's hazy. But I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout time that's all to do with me. So happy I could melt. And so it will be for the rest of my life, and I'll want nothing else till I die. Held in such high esteem, when people see me they will scream, as part of TV's favorite team, the Doctor and I.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod culture, equal opportunity geekness.